Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has opened the new year not with a message. He's taken a rather novel approach to communicating with the people of his country about the state of the country's economy. He's done a town hall style meeting called Mind Your Business and split it into two addresses to the nation, the second of which is coming tonight.
It's a situation where, as Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, having been in office for 3 years, three very difficult years, I'm here to ground with you your foundation about your business. Because in this country, everybody could tell you about your business, but I want you to know your business so that when anybody talks to you, whether it is from the government, the opposition, the media, the neighbor, you would know how to take what you're being told because you would have minded your business.
Dr. Rowley then took his audience to a PowerPoint presentation.
Very few of you in here would argue with me if I say to you that our circumstance, our well-being, quality of our life, our expenditure, our revenues are largely influenced and based on the fortunes that come out of the hydrocarbon sector, oil and gas. And what this slide does, when it asks you what happened, it asks you to look at this red tab here. These are our earnings, that red bar. 2014, we were earning $17 billion. And I'm going to emphasize billion as against million, where a billion is 1,000 million. 2014, earnings from the energy sector, as the major contributor to our national revenues, was $17 billion. By 2016, it was $1 billion. Yeah, that's before you. Look at the red, compare the reds. 17 in 2014, 1 in 2016. And the question is, what happened? Three things happened, starting in 2014, for that to have occurred. See that little black line there going down to 1 billion? Three things happened over here. Look at the blue. The top thing that happened is something that we had no control over. It was the collapse of the oil and gas price. Oil prices prior to 2014 were leveling up here at over $90 a barrel. And gas was $4.30 a unit. The world economic changes pointed downwards, influencing those prices downwards. Oil price was collapsing, gas price was collapsing. Oil collapsed from $93 down to $47 when the government changed in 2015. And it continued to collapse down to $28 a barrel. And that is what, but that is only the gas and oil price.
The Trinidad leader says his country lost $16 billion from a combination of a collapse in the price and production of oil and gas, as well as a decision by the former government to give tax concessions to the gas companies.
We had a structural arrangement in this country as to how we get revenue from the energy sector. Just look at this graph. Green there is revenue. This one, Nigeria. This one is Trinidad and Tobago. In Nigeria, that company that operates here in Trinidad and Tobago that shall remain nameless had revenues of $6.8 billion in Nigeria. But the tax arrangement in Nigeria was such that they had to pay the Nigerians 53% of that in taxes. So the Nigerians got $3.6 billion in taxes from revenues of $6.8 billion. The company kept the rest as their profit. But the Nigerians got that. While Trinidad and Tobago is not as large as Nigeria, we're quite large, almost there, 1.5 billion less. But we got less than 1% in taxes. So while the Nigerians got over $3 billion in taxes, we got 31 million in taxes. And that is the environment in which some of our people here are telling us that we need to give incentives, make it more attractive to the oil companies, otherwise they would leave and go. But we in this government, we know who our shareholders are. They know who their shareholders are. And would probably even ask for more incentives. We know who our shareholders are. You are our shareholders, and this is not acceptable.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.